So if I have to reach for my coffee or whatever, it's because I'm still fighting a little bit of voice stuff. So we'll start with 195. God rest ye merry gentlemen. 195. Let's stand and sing all four verses of 195. God rest ye merry gentlemen. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power, when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Be seated. Turn to 214. 214, Gentle Mary, Later Child. Sing all three verses. 214.
Yes.
turn to 191. Birthday of a King. So offering him this morning, we'll sing both verses. I'm doing the offering. You can turn the page after 191. Just turn the page over, and that's what I'll be playing. You can follow along. Anyway, let's sing Birthday of a King, both verses, 191. Stand with me, please.
Oh, Thank you, Chris. This time, the choir is going to present the Christmas musical today.
Israel had long anticipated the coming of their Messiah. The prophet Isaiah had promised, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel, God with us." For the next 700 years, Israel waited for Emmanuel to appear. Years after Isaiah's announcement, the prophet Micah identified the place where Messiah would be born. "But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity." Daniel's prophecy of 70 weeks had indicated an approximate time for the appearance of the Messiah. Shortly before Jesus' birth, Israel had begun to expect that Isaiah's promise would soon be fulfilled.
Come here.
While the nation's attention was focused on powerful people in the capital and God was using the emperor to accomplish his will, the long-awaited Messiah was about to appear among obscure people in the village of Bethlehem. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Jesus' birth in such unexpectedly humble circumstances would have gone completely unnoticed had God not sent an angel to announce the event to a small and unremarkable group. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when the shepherds had seen the child, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Lying in the feed trough is the heir to the throne of David. But this child is even more than a king. He is the way, the truth, and the life, who provides the only way anyone can be rescued from their sins. The Apostle John, who was Jesus' cousin, said, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Besides the shepherds, the only other people to notice Jesus' birth were a band of foreign wise men. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. At Christmas, we exchange gifts with family and friends, but often have no thought for the one whose birth we celebrate. He's given so much for you. What will you present as your gift to the Lord?
Thank you.
When Jesus came, he was ignored or rejected by most of his own people. Today, even in the midst of Christmas season, many are too distracted to notice him. Others are too busy to be bothered with him, or too proud or too selfish to come to him. Not willing to humble themselves, they are too concerned with what it might cost to admit that they need him. Jesus did not remain a baby in a manger, nor a carpenter, nor a man on the cross. He conquered death, and he rose from the grave, paying the penalty for your sin and for mine. He is now exalted by the Father's right hand, interceding on our behalf on the ground of his sacrifice on Calvary and his resurrection. Jesus once asked a paralyzed man, "Are you willing to be made whole?" There may be some here to whom he asked that same question. Perhaps you need to recognize Jesus for who he is, the Savior, Redeemer, and Sovereign Lord, and ask him to forgive your sins and make you whole. If you've never accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can do so right now and make this the best Christmas you've ever had. Or perhaps you have trusted Christ as your Savior, but have not fully surrendered to serve him. He has given all for you. What can you, in gratitude, give back to him? Christmas is about so much more than gifts and lights and tinsel. It's about more than family and friends. The real message of Christmas is that sinful people can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. That is the message about which the choir is singing and that we need to proclaim to the world around us.
Sorry. Confused. Take your hymnals. This is just a little earlier than I thought it would be. Don't get used to that. Turn to number 210. Our celebration of Christmas is about proclaiming the gospel. And so we're going to sing a song about ringing the bells to let the whole world know Christ was born in Bethlehem many years ago. Number 210, let's stand together as we sing.